you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, isn't it? Sorry, but this is my last chance to start the show with a line from a Christmas song. Well, I mean, I guess I could start every edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show with a line from a Christmas song, but that would be a little nonsensical in July and August now, wouldn't it? Not that I necessarily make sense all the time in the first place, but I certainly don't need any help sounding silly. I seem to do a pretty good job of that on my own. Anyway, Merry Christmas to each of you, and happy hunting during these last few hours of Christmas shopping. You know, today's a big day for shoppers and retailers, and it's going to be a madhouse out there, so be kind to one another. Let's try to remember, this is supposed to be a season of happiness, not hostility. And by the way, we'll feature some great last-minute gift-giving ideas for your backyard chef a little later on in the show. Yeah, I know, we already did a whole show on that topic, but you can never have too many good ideas, especially when it comes to last-minute gifts. Or stocking stuffers, think about that. And besides, that's not all we're going to talk about today, or even in that particular segment, so don't get your apron string in a knot. Hey, come on now. That was a great cooking show reference. You know it was. No, we'll get to the topic for today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show in a few minutes. But first, I wanted to drag out the old email bag. See what's on your mind. By the way, if you're new to the show, it's not really an email bag, but that does create kind of a nice mental image of how you can communicate with us. I mean, they're not really emails. They're just private messages on our Facebook page, which is simply The Outdoor Cooking Show. And we'd love to hear from you. So don't hesitate to chime in, okay? This one is interesting. I'm a proud veteran, but my time in the service was boring compared to some of your Army stories. Please tell us more. Hey, cool. I'm glad you like them. I love to tell Army stories. So I got one for you today that has a distinctive Christmas twist. I was in Armed Forces Radio and TV. At least that's how most people know it. It was 1970, Seoul, South Korea, and my unit sponsored an Amerasian orphanage for little girls. Now, to fully appreciate this story, you have to understand, back in those days, most Koreans considered the offspring of American GIs and Korean women to be a social embarrassment. So it's a sad fact, but many of these Amerasian babies were abandoned on the streets of Seoul right after they were born. They were basically outcasts in their own culture. So the missionaries who ran this Amerasian orphanage for girls would rise every day before dawn. They'd roam the streets of Seoul looking for newborns who had literally been discarded on the sidewalks like trash. Like I said, it was a sad fact. True, but very, very sad. These missionaries would rescue these little infants and give them a home in their orphanage. And yes, there was an orphanage for boys, too. Unfortunately, these places operated on a shoestring budget. They were always looking for funding or food or fuel oil. There's another story all its own I'll tell you someday. So whenever we went through the pay line each month at my unit, there was always a table set up that would accept donations to help support this home for Amerasian girls that we supported. It was a yearly tradition that our unit would host a Christmas party for these little girls in our NCO club, the 501 club, I even remember the name. And we'd feed them one of the best meals they got to eat all year long, because they were so poor that many times they just ate rice, nothing else, just rice, that's all they had. And then we'd give them milk and cookies, and we'd sing Christmas carols to them, which of course they didn't understand because they spoke very little English. But the highlight of the entire party was right down near the end when one of the more rotund members of our unit would dress up as Santa Claus. He'd sling this big sack over his shoulder and walk in with a toy for each little girl as a Christmas gift. I'm telling you right now, I was not emotionally prepared for that moment when Santa walked in the door. Because All these little girls squealed in delight and spontaneously broke into this happy little song about Santa Claus. In English, no less. Santa Claus, oh Santa Claus, we love you, Santa Claus. I'm here to tell you there were a lot of big burly soldiers in that room who were reduced to blubbering, hapless crybabies, and I was one of them. It was one of the sweetest and most poignant moments of my life. So all the little girls opened their gifts, and we GIs started to mingle among them, you know, show them how to play with the toys. And I sat down next to this one little girl who stared up at me like I was some kind of superhero. She was only 4, 5, 6 years old. I didn't understand a word she said. She didn't understand a word I said either, but that didn't stop us from having a good time. We giggled and played with that toy for an hour, maybe more. So it came time for the girls to go back to the orphanage, and this little one simply would not let go of me. I tried to put her on the bus, but she clung to me like I was her last friend on earth. So finally, I just climbed on the bus with her, and she sat in my lap all the way back to the orphanage with each little hand firmly wrapped around the forefinger of my right and left hands. Her little head cradled back against my chest, and she fell asleep during the ride. And when we arrived at the orphanage, she jumped down, grabbed her toy, ran down the aisle of the bus. But at the last second, she turned back around, she smiled at me, and she waved goodbye. Boy, I was hooked. I decided right then and there I was going to spend some serious time at that orphanage and get to know that little girl better. And I did. I went back to that orphanage several times over the year I spent in Korea. But somewhere along the way, that little girl disappeared. Now, don't worry. It wasn't bad news. She was adopted by an American GI and his wife, and they took her back to the U.S. when they rotated home. I was very happy she found a good home and a loving family because at the time I was still a single young man. I was certainly in no position to offer that to her, but I have to admit I missed her. I missed her a lot. She always made me smile, even though we didn't understand much of anything either one of us said. But the memories of the laughs we shared reminds me even today how truly blessed I am. That's one reason why we did that show last week on giving back during the giving season. I wanted to remind all of us, me included, that it's so much better to be thankful for the things we have instead of worrying about the things we don't have. I've often wondered over the years what happened to that little girl, where she is now, how she's doing. But with that giggle, I'm sure she's doing just fine. Hey, sorry, I didn't mean to get all sloppy on you or anything, but that's one of my favorite holiday stories, and I hope you enjoyed hearing it as much as I enjoyed telling it. But now it's Christmas Eve's Eve, isn't it? You know, the day before Christmas. And the parties are all pretty much over and done with. The only things really left are Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and that means lots of gifts and lots of food. That's where the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show comes in, right? Oh, where to begin? Well, I guess if we're taking these events in chronological order, we'd actually begin with Christmas Eve, wouldn't we? In our family, we established a tradition several years ago of eating Mexican food on Christmas Eve. But our favorite place for that is Lopez Mexican Restaurant, and I can tell you, Jonathan Lopez closes on Sunday, even if it's Christmas Eve. He even puts it in the operating hours sign on the front door of Lopez. You know, it lists the hours they're open Monday through Saturday, but Sunday simply says, the Lord's Day. So I'm not real sure what we're going to do for Mexican food on Christmas Eve this year. Then there's the matter of what to serve the family and friends who come by your house on Christmas Day, so we're going to talk about that on the show today, too. I remember when I was a kid, we had Christmas lunch at noon at my maternal grandmother's house, and then Christmas dinner again that night at my paternal grandmother's house. I can recall being so stuffed from lunch that I literally couldn't eat anything for the evening meal at all, except dessert, of course. And Grandma Hames never denied me dessert at her house. But you know, in both cases, my grandmothers gave me two gifts every Christmas. One was wrapped and under the tree, and the other was cooked and on the table. Because preparing an elaborate meal is a gift just as much as a toy, isn't it? After all you got to do is buy the toy. The meal is a lot of work, and that's a true act of love. So let's talk about Christmas love today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, because nothing says I love you better than food. Oh, and just in case you were wondering, my wife's making lasagna. Eat your heart out. No, literally.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
Does the cell phone connectivity in your office stink? Do you routinely miss calls? Lots of buildings have dead zones, and that means garbled or dropped calls, but not anymore. Texas Cell Phone Boosters provides FCC-approved cell phone booster systems that can make dead zones a thing of the past. These are not rinky-dink systems from big box stores. These are commercial-grade booster systems that cover tens of thousands of square feet. And Texas Cell Phone Boosters will specifically engineer and install a system in your office or warehouse. If you drive or regularly work in remote locations, Texas Cell Phone Boosters can help you boost a weak signal from a tower a long way off. So don't miss calls from potential customers any longer. Call the pros at Texas Cell Phone Boosters, 832-551-1000. That's 832-551-1000. Or go to texascellphoneboosters.com.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
This is Joe Rossone. He's an old friend of our executive producer, Greg Berliner. So welcome to the show, Joe.
Thank you very much, Randy.
So introduce yourself to our audience. Where were you born, reared, schooled, all of that?
Sure. I was born in New Jersey. Patterson, New Jersey is where my family is originally from, Bergen County area.
And where do you live these days?
I live in Jefferson, Maryland, which is about 4 hours plus south of where I grew up, and that is west of Frederick.
Typical Italian-American family, big, loud, and happy?
Yes, not as big as most. It's just myself and my brother, so a small, modest family of four. We don't yell at each other. It's kind of how we talk at times. But I would say compared to the stereotypical Italian family that you see on TV or the movies, we're pretty subdued. We lived more of a quiet household. But, you knew every now and then with two boys growing up in the family that, we would get into trouble and voices would be raised just a little bit.
And we can assume you guys are Catholics, right?
We are, yes, correct.
Today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is focused on Christmas dinner, and most of us Protestants are not familiar with a very cool Italian-American Christmas Eve tradition for Catholics called the Feast of the Seven Fishes. So what's that all about, Joe?
Well, if you were to Google the Feast of Seven Fishes, you probably get about 14 different variations of how it came about. But in speaking with my mom and my grandmother and grandparents before they had passed away, it was all about the seven sacraments and honoring that as a reminder in the Catholic faith and what we based our faith on. On Christmas Eve, my grandmother would head to the local fish market, where she would purchase seven different types of fish to prepare, sometimes in seven different ways. Christmas Eve in Catholicism, Catholics were not permitted to eat meat. It was a luxury. It was something that you abstained from, so you substituted that with fish. And then on Christmas Day is when you would have your meat dish, your main meat meal.
Now, we've heard of the Catholic tradition of not eating red meat on Friday. But why do Catholics not eat red meat on Friday or special days like Christmas Eve?
Well, it kind of goes back to red meat being that luxury item and us taking a look back at ourselves to repent and to think about where our humble beginnings came from. So red meat was really for, I don't want to say the affluent, but it was a luxury item, a dinner that you would have on special occasions.
Well, we read up on the Feast of Seven Fishes, and in Italy, anyway, Christmas Eve is a vigil or a fasting day leading up to the big Christmas Day meal, which does include red meat. Mm-hmm. But Italians don't really consider it a feast in the sense of a religious holiday. It's rather a grand meal. So does your family observe the Feast of Seven Fishes every Christmas Eve?
We do. It dates back again to my grandmother when I was 10 years old, 8 years old. My grandmother, again, would go shopping. I'd sit at the table with her. I was always fascinated with fishing. My grandfather, her husband, would take me fishing all the time. So in a way, fishing to me and the Feast of Seven Fishes corresponds back to my relationship with him. And then subsequent, my father. So there's more of a personal connection, if you will.
So in your family, is it a potluck dinner or is one household responsible for the entire meal?
Well, my immediate family, it's responsibility for the entire meal. Now, looking back to when my grandmother would invite all the family, now we're talking, she had 11 siblings, my grandfather had 12, so the families were much, much larger. So she would be cooking fish for 22, 23, 24 people. Now, everything is cut down, if you will, or reduced. So in my household here in Maryland, it's just myself, my wife, and my two kids. So we go about it a lot differently than what my mom and even my grandmother did.
This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. So give us a few recipes for some of these seafood dishes so our at-home chefs can try them out for themselves.
Sure. No problem, Randy. I like to go back to my grandmother because she took the time, care, and love to create seven unique dishes. It would start with stuffed calamari or squid. I would sit at the kitchen table with her and she would literally hand me the box of frozen squid. I'd pry it out after running it under lukewarm water and I would clean it for her, scraping off any pieces of squid that she did not want to include in the dish. And what she would do is she would take basically the tube and the tentacles she would put aside, but the tube she would stuff with seasoned bread, not necessarily bread crumbs, but she would season her own Italian bread and stuff that, followed by pickled eel. Eel we used to catch off the Jersey Shore as kids, gosh, many, many years ago. For those folks that aren't familiar with eel, it's really a freshwater fish that goes out to the sea when it matures and comes back to freshwater to spawn. Snake-like, but if you were to clean that, cut that maybe into 2 or 3 inch pieces, you could either fry that or pickle that. That would become part of the dish. And then scallops, shrimp, bacala, which was dried codfish, and in some years, yes, even lobster. So it really depends on the taste of those in the room that you're serving as to whether or not you'd say serve a dried cod or maybe even just a shrimp. So the type of fish was very, very fluid, if you will. It didn't have to follow a certain regimen.
And an entire meal of calamari and lobster and shrimp sounds kind of boring. So what kind of side dishes do you include?
There would be salads, there would be rice, sometimes flavored rice, or that shrimp would be incorporated into the dish. And then they would have this extravagant seafood dinner and then pause. So Christmas Eve, the seafood dinner, they'd pause and go to midnight mass. Come back to the house after midnight mass. Now you're talking 1 or 2 in the morning. It's Christmas Day, and believe it or not, that's when the red meat, the fried sausage, the peppers, the onions, all the Italian dishes that we grew up on would be served.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. I know my grandmother tackled the seafood portion of it. My grandfather then took over on the meats, and the house was just the smells. It would take you back to... you know, if I walked into a fine Italian restaurant or even one of the local places here in Maryland, just the smells would kind of take you back to those moments.
And how many people do you expect to host this year in your house for the Feast of the Seven Fishes?
For us, it looks like it's just going to be the four of us. We may have another family join us. We'll be another three, and we do plan on keeping with tradition and the Feast of Seven Fishes. My wife does something a little bit different. So with a larger crowd, we would have separate individual dishes. And this is where my mom took over, and she would serve each one of us maybe a lobster tail and 2 or 3 scallops. And it wouldn't be a table, a family setting where everything would be out for people to enjoy. It would be served one dish at a time. What my wife does, because our kids' palates haven't necessarily progressed to the point of seven fishes, if you will.
Uh-huh.
She creates a dish that I absolutely love. It's called bruschetta de frutta di mare, and it's basically seafood bruschetta. And the way she creates this dish is that she cooks each seafood independent. So you have shrimp, and you have mussels, and you have scallop, and you'll have calamari and the different seafoods. In a separate dish, she creates a saffron cream sauce. Right before she's ready to serve, she'll either blend the two together or in some cases keep them separate, because from there we'll cut a very thin slice of toasted bread or bruschetta that's cooked in the oven, maybe about 1/8 of an inch thick. She lays the seafood down on top of that, and then she'll spoon or drizzle over the saffron cream sauce. And once that saffron cream sauce soaks into the bread, it's time to dig in. So it's a little bit easier to serve seven fishes or maybe even five and have maybe a shrimp scampi as an appetizer in another dish to make up the seven. So it's a way for us to keep that tradition going, but putting our own little twist on it.
We've been talking to Joe Rossone about the Catholic Christmas Eve tradition of the Feast of the Seven Fishes. Thanks for joining us, Joe, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you very much, Randy. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we were just having fun. Listeners told us they laughed all the way to work every day, too, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. Get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
If you're in the energy industry and want to drive down costs, it's time to automate. NuStar Energy Services provides automation solutions for pipelines, independent producers, and any company in the exploration and production sector. Still sending someone out in a pickup to read the flow computer on your well? For about $1 a day, NuStar can collect all the data remotely so you can monitor everything on a customized web portal. Heck, you can't even buy a gallon of gas for a truck for $1. How about the levels on your tanks at the well site? For about $1 a day, NuStar can set up remote monitoring so you can see the level in real time and even turn pumps on or off remotely. And remember, NuStar's remote monitoring packages start at about $1 a day. So call NuStar Energy Services today and improve your bottom line. 832-917-1200. That's 832-917-1200. Or NuStarInc.com.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Seeley on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Seeley on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
Melly Gomez of Sur La Table is back on the show. It's good to talk to you again, Melly.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Have you got all your Christmas shopping done yet?
Still working on it. There's always more you can add.
Well, we'll get to that in just a moment. But to start, Melly has appeared on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show before, but we have lots of new listeners now. So reintroduce yourself, Melly. Where were you born, grew up? How did you get your training as a chef?
Well, my name is Melly. I was not born in Texas, but I couldn't wait to get here. I've been here since about 4 months old, and I've never left. I have been cooking and baking my entire life. My mother is a very good cook. She is all self-taught, and I have been in the kitchen with her since I was a small child, and she's really my big influence, and she showed me how to do everything. And it was very easy going to culinary school because it was a skill I already had, and I just flourished from there. I've worked all through the city at mom-and-pop shops, corporate shops. I've been a personal chef and worked for myself as well. And I've been with Sur La Table for about 5 years teaching. And now I run the program over at Baybrook, and I've been there for about 2 years.
So what brought you to Sur La Table originally?
Honestly, I needed a job. I became a sales associate, and I was kind of at a loss. I had already been working in industry for about 7 years, and I was trying to figure out what step I really wanted to take or what I wanted to do next. And I loved it. I loved being a sales associate because I had used so many of the products working in the industry, and it just kind of opened a great network of meeting different people and talking to them about how they can use these products to better their lives and better their cooking. And Chef Alexia Bonami, she was the resident chef at the time at the River Oaks location. She was like, hey, you're a chef. Why don't you teach for me? And that's kind of how I fell into it. And I love it.
One of the reasons we wanted to have Melly back on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show was to talk about Christmas gifts for the amateur chef. And we can't think of any better or easier gift for you to give someone who loves to dabble in the kitchen than a gift certificate for one of these cooking classes. Tell us what you have to offer there at Sur La Table and how folks can register for those classes.
Well, we've got lots of different classes. We have classes for kids, teens, and adults. Most of our adult classes are 18 and up, but we also offer family fun, so adults can bring their children, their grandchildren, nieces, nephews as well. Our skill level ranges from the amateur chef all the way up to the expert. We appeal to everybody. We break things down as much as we can so everybody has a full understanding of what they're doing from a scientific standpoint and also from a flavor standpoint. We offer different workshops. So, for instance, this morning I have a macaroon workshop. We also have a pasta workshop, Chinese takeout. We do different date nights, which you don't have to be a couple to come. You can come with your friends. But those have full course meals. So you make appetizers, entrees, a side dish, and a dessert. We have Taco Revolution coming up in January. Far East noodles. We get a little bit ethnic with our Vietnamese classes as well. We've got tons and tons to offer. Everything is hands-on. So everybody does absolutely everything. Our job is just to stand up there and talk your ear off. And then you get to enjoy everything that you make.
Melly's appearance on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show will actually serve a dual purpose today. The first is finding great Christmas gifts for this, the last weekend for shopping. So let's start with gifts for the in-home chef. What do you suggest, Melly?
Well, right now we have our Vitamixes on sale. Most of them are $150 off. Our Pro 200 blenders, our 300 series, and even our Pro 750 series are on sale. So those are still good for the outdoor chef. You can make your margaritas in them. You can make your salsas and your marinades. You can make your smoothies in the morning. But one of the items that I am most excited about is Fortessa, and they make all of our wine glasses, has teamed up with Breville to create this little smokehouse to use your smoking gun. So the big smokers, you know, to smoke your briskets and everything, Breville came up with a way to kind of minimize the scale of it. So you can smoke things from your cheeses to your breads, now even your cocktails. So this little chamber by Fortessa, you put your cocktail inside, and it's got a place to attach your smoking gun to it so you can smoke your cocktail. So you can actually infuse apple chips and cherry chips into your different whiskeys and your different brandies and whatever your favorite cocktail is.
Sur La Table is also on the cutting edge of all the latest and innovative cooking tools and appliances. So fill us in on some new and creative items that we may not even know about.
Okay, so Jewel has a new sous vide, sous vide cooking has grown in popularity over the past couple years, even this past year. It is Bluetooth accessible, so it hooks up with your phone. It is so easy to use. It has different recipes on there. And you can also create your own recipe. It helps you go step by step. But sous vide cooking is like cooking in a water bath. You can use it for your yogurts. You can use it for your proteins. I once did a beef roast for 40 hours in the sous vide.
Wow.
And it was the most tender and the most flavorful roast I have ever had. My issue is when I do it in the oven, my temperatures tend to get a little bit too high and kind of dry out my meat. Well, because the sous vide has everything submerged and you're actually cooking it with all of the juices and all of the liquid, it goes beyond basting it. It reabsorbs all of that liquid, and so it gives you a much more tender product. And you can do anything in the sous vide, even your glazed carrots, your potatoes. There's endless possibilities.
We mentioned earlier that Melly's segment would serve a dual purpose today. So here's the other thing we wanted to ask her about. It's the topic of the day, preparing Christmas dinner. What'll you be serving for Christmas dinner this year, Melly?
I actually have the luxury of having my family cook for me because they know I cook so often. But I do contribute. I make a couple dishes. One of my favorite things to make is a butternut squash gratin. So it kind of beats Betty Crocker and her scalloped potatoes out of the water. You thinly slice your butternut squash. We saute it a little bit with some heavy cream. We add some Gruyere cheese, some Swiss chard, and some leeks to it, even a little bit of thyme. So it carries a nice, good flavor. We add that to the oven and let it cook for about 45 minutes. So the butternut squash gets nice and soft and tender, and the cheese melts, and it just gets so gooey and so yummy.
And there are several go-to Christmas desserts we should talk about. Which ones are your personal favorites, Melly?
Anything chocolate. I love chocolate. Chocolate truffles, rum balls coated in chocolate, chocolate souffles with a vanilla creme anglaise. I love chocolate.
But talk about the more traditional stuff, like pecan pie, pumpkin pie, those kinds of things. How do you prepare those?
Well, you come to a class and you take a pie class, and I show you how to make a beautiful homemade pie crust. But we do things from apple cranberry, which gives a little bit of a twist on your traditional apple pie. We pair that with the smoked vanilla bourbon ice cream, and your smoking gun plays a big role in that. We also do chocolate pecan pie. So it adds a little bit of sweetness to your pecan. And then we do a ginger pumpkin pie as well, where we add a little bit of crystallized ginger on top of our pumpkin pie. So it adds a little crunch and a little bit more spice to it.
How do people sign up for these great cooking classes that you feature at Sur La Table?
Well, you can go online. All of our class calendars are posted online for all of our locations. You can see which instructor is teaching, the menu, all of the class information. And it's just like purchasing anything else. You just click on it, add however many seats, and check out. You can also call our customer service line. We've got great customer service representatives. They are very helpful. Or you can come to the store, and we've got a kiosk computer, and we can sign up in store.
And just to make sure, give them the website.
It's at surlatop.com.
And you have a personal Instagram or social media? I saw it online. What is it?
I do. I have an Instagram. It's chef_Melly.
Melly Gomez, in charge of the cooking classes at Sur La Table. So, Melly, thanks for being on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Randy. Thanks for having me.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com. Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we were just having fun. Listeners told us they laughed all the way to work every day, too, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. Get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Well, I guess I spent many a Christmas Eve and Christmas Day on the radio with our next guest. He is my best buddy from the Hudson and Harrigan Show, Fred Olson. Merry Christmas, my brother.
Oh, Merry Christmas. It's hard to do that anymore.
I remember when you did that for my son, Derek, over the phone when he was very young, and he was absolutely enchanted by the fact that he had just talked to Santa Claus on the phone.
Well, I did it last year for our grandkids, and I thought, they're going to know it's me.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, Merry Christmas, Ellie and John, Noah, I did this whole 2-3 minute presentation and sent it to him, and they thought I was Santa Claus. They went, there is a Santa Claus! Yeah, they didn't know it was me, so I haven't told them yet, not till I get a little older. So.
Well, have you done all your shopping yet?
Yeah, well, mostly just for the kids and the grandkids, but Bev and I, we do a thing where we've got so much stuff, it's not like we need anything. So we give to others this time of year. That's really the best thing, I think, personally. And it also takes the men off the hook who are listening. They're going, why don't we do that, honey? Right?
In our family, we draw names.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, there's six of us, and so we draw names, and we just give one gift to one other person, and then everything else is for my grandson, Liam.
Oh, that, yeah, of course. I mean, isn't it fun on Christmas morning when he comes in and he goes, oh, my goodness, starts trashing the paper and seeing the toys. That's just the best part, isn't it?
Well, have you got it all wrapped and under the tree yet?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. For what we have, absolutely. It's everything is done. We've got some friends coming for a pre-Christmas dinner here the next 2 days. And I have found this the most amazing recipe.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. I did want to allude to the fact that I made a really foolish mistake early in our marriage.
Yeah.
I allowed my wife to teach me how to wrap packages. So now, guess what I do every Christmas? I'm not as good as she is, of course, but I can get it done. See, Cindy had a part-time job when she was a teenager.
Yeah.
She wrapped Christmas gifts at a department store in Shreveport where she grew up.
Huh.
And so she's really good. Unlike the guy on the Verizon commercial. Have you seen him?
Yeah. You know what I do? You know, the secret is you get a 3-foot steel rule. You know, a 3-foot yardstick. Make sure it's steel thin.
Yeah.
And that's how I cut paper. You know, rather than using a pair of scissors, I'll line it up where I want it, and I'll pull that paper off of that. Slides right down just like you've sliced it. Boom, you're ready to go.
Ah.
Yep. Just saying.
Well, we haven't talked about the Texans in a while, and last Sunday was kind of hard to watch, so let's talk about the Texans a minute. I heard two guys talking on the radio this past week. One of them said, if you're Bob McNair, what do you do now? So I'll pose that question to you. If you were Bob McNair, the owner of the Houston Texans,
right,
what would you do about Bill O'Brien at this point?
It isn't all O'Brien's fault. I'd bring in a faith healer, and I'd heal everybody up. Including J.J. Watt, and then I'd have them play the last two games, then I'd make a call. Because aren't we the most decimated team in the NFL this year?
If we're not, we're very close.
I remember, I don't know if this is true, but somebody said after T.J. Yates, all they had left was Shane Leckler.
Wow.
I guess maybe he was a quarterback in high school, I don't know.
Wow. So do you think O'Brien survives or not?
I do. He's got 1 year left on his contract, and who else are you going to get with this kind of lineup for next year already in place? And, you know, we don't have a first or second round pick, but we got a couple of thirds. And the worse we play, the better those thirds are going to be. Let's face it, all the way through the seven rounds. Well, we don't have first and second, but the third through seven. We may end up with a couple of players or package some later round picks and try to move up into a two. I don't know. But we've got a pretty good nucleus of, well, the defensive backfield needs a little work.
Ah.
I'd try to find another A.J. Boye. Boy, that was rough letting him go. Oh, do we need him.
They don't grow those guys on trees, though, Fred.
Well, they grew him. I mean, Vrabel and R.C., they raised him up, made him great, and then, you know, let him go.
Yeah, but the real story here is going to be what happens over the next 2 weeks, I guess.
You know, and a team, you know, you're getting your butt kicked every week. You haven't got the players. You can't protect your quarterback. I mean, you're trying your best, but, I mean, By the third or fourth quarter, you're done. Let's face it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anybody can play a half, maybe, but wow. You just get broken down. You haven't got the players to cycle in who are good to keep putting on the line. Or what do you do? I mean, that's just, it's sad. It's sad. Next year will be a lot better with Deshaun back. And well, look at the Niners with Garoppolo. Suddenly, they have a spark. They have a guy who knows what he's doing back there.
Well, I'll tell you this. If O'Brien got fired, he'd have another job. Just like that, Detroit or Nashville, someplace like that, he'd be gone in an instant.
I think so, too. It's just hard to tell. We don't know what goes on behind the scenes, really. We don't know. We don't know what the general manager's really like. We don't know what Mr. McNair really expects, except W's. But it's all conjecture. I love listening to these guys on the radio, these sports guys who've never played the game, right? And they know everything that's going on. When they actually don't. It's all speculation. Like the beginning of the season, spring training, everything is so speculative and everybody jumps on every little morsel. We don't know. We haven't got a clue.
I just wanted you to know, I talked to a friend at church this past week, and he just loves the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show because he's a foodie.
Yeah.
And he especially enjoys these segments with you and I talking about cooking because he prefers hearing stories from amateur chefs over the professional chefs. And he said to say hello to you and thank you for the prime rib technique with a remote meat thermometer.
Good.
And if any of our listeners missed that segment, it's available on our free podcasts. On our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com, just click on podcasts, and you can listen to all of them if you like. So is prime rib on the menu at the Olson House this Christmas?
No, I was telling you earlier that I've got this great recipe, and I'll tell you where I found it. I want to give her credit for it. Because she is a professional chef. She has a TV show. But I was watching her one day. It's Pioneer Woman. All women, they bow down, they genuflect to the Pioneer Woman. And I get it. She is amazing because she makes stuff I like to eat. But I was watching it, and I actually taped one of her shows. She was making braised beef short ribs. That's what it
Say
is.
Say that carefully now.
Yeah. And follow her recipe, braised beef short ribs.
Okay.
And it's simple. I made it, and we just looked at each other. We put, of course, on some mashed potatoes. That's kind of key. You want to use mashed potatoes with it or some kind of starch and put that incredible juice over it. It's amazing. But it's Pioneer Woman. And follow it. I substituted bacon instead of prosciutto. I put just regular onions instead of shallots because, hey, I live in the middle of nowhere. I just can't run out and buy that stuff.
Whole Foods is not right around the corner.
Yeah, any recipe you get, make it your own. That's the cool thing. And again, guys, you can make this and dazzle your wife or girlfriend or family with it.
So that's what you're going to have for Christmas this year?
We are doing that tomorrow night. Tonight we're actually boiled up. We're having crab legs tonight.
Oh, how Christmassy.
No, not tonight. But for Christmas, we're going to a friend's house. And she's Italian. She can just do all this great Italian stuff. So Lord knows what we'll have.
Now, you grew up Catholic, right, Fred?
Yes, I did. I was an altar boy, actually.
Have you heard of the Christmas Eve tradition, Feast of the Seven Fishes?
No, we never did that.
Well, then you need to go to theoutdoorcookingshow.com and click on the podcasts and listen to the segment earlier in this show when Joe Rossone of Maryland told us all about the Feast of the Seven Fishes on Christmas Eve. As it turns out, Catholics not only avoid eating red meat on Friday, they avoid eating red meat on Christmas Eve. And one of the ways they do that is with the Feast of the Seven Fishes.
I didn't know that. I knew the Pope, he rescinded that, what they used to call an encyclical, years ago. I was raised on fish sticks every Friday.
Yeah.
You Catholics, older Catholics, you remember we had fish sticks and tartar sauce every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Until the Pope went, wait a minute, I pulled that. And then I went, yay! But I didn't know that. I'll look that up. That's fascinating because out in our community out here, there's quite a few Catholics. Sort of course, there's a lot of churches in little towns. And so I never heard of that. Maybe is that a cultural thing? Is it Italian? Is it?
It's Italian.
Okay, that's it. Mediterranean then. Okay.
Yes, it originated in southern Italy, as a matter of fact, because that's where they get most of their seafood, and it was a way to avoid eating red meat on Christmas Eve in preparation for the big Christmas dinner. But once again, you can hear that on our podcasts if you like.
And what Father Guido used to say about the southern Italy, that's where they invented the fish stick. The very first ones still had the heads on, so it wasn't the real pretty.
It's always good to talk to you, not only around Christmas, but anytime, and especially about food, my friend.
Oh.
I love you, pal. Merry Christmas. May God bless you and Bev as much as he's blessed me and Cindy.
And bless everyone in your audience. And let's make this new season that will come upon us just one that's prosperous and inspirational and encouraging, okay?
We'll talk about New Year's Eve next week, okay?
You got it.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up with me.